What is a genogram and what does it have to do with your healing journey as an adult child of divorce? That's what we're going to be discussing on today's episode of Heart in a Drawer, the podcast for adult children of divorce. I am your host, Sarah Geringer. If you haven't been here before, welcome. I'm so glad to have you. And I'm also so grateful if you're returning to listen or watch. And before we get started, I want to tell you two important things. One is, every time I make an episode, I make a free printable, and today's is really going to be juicy and chock full of pertinent information for you. So make sure that you check out the show notes to get that free printable. Also, I'd like you to prayerfully consider joining my rewards program. Every month, I make a new exclusive video and printable that's free for anyone who gives a donation of any amount to offset the costs of my writing and speaking ministry, which total over $200 a month. So anything that you can give is much appreciated. So check out the rewards program as well. So maybe you've heard of the term genogram before, maybe you haven't. I hadn't heard of it until I read Pete Scazzaro's book, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. And now I'm reading his book, Emotionally Healthy Leadership, and it's also mentioned in there. So he and his wife have developed this idea of a genogram. And what it is basically it's like a family history chart, like a family tree. But what you're mapping is the emotional health that you've seen in the generations previous to you. So this can be a key component of your healing process as a child of divorce, because you're looking at the patterns that existed before you that tend to get passed down in families. That's what the Bible tells us. We talked about that in a previous episode called Bridging the Generation Gap. So the Bible tells us that the sins of the fathers are basically revisited upon the third and fourth generations. And so we can just see this from common sense that you probably know families that have been affected by addiction or marital problems or family secrets, all kinds of problems that are just passed down from the child to the grandchild to the great-grandchild. So if we can look at those cycles, we can do what we can to break those cycles. So I just cannot possibly get into the depth that he does in this chapter of his book, and it is his information. I'm just passing it along to you. But there are lots of questions that you can ask and to discover this kind of family history and then how it's affecting you today. So that's what I'm going to put on the printable that you can get for free. That's why I want you to go and download it from the show notes and get that printable and start going through some of those questions yourself. Now, today, I wanted to tell you something that I noticed as kind of an effect from my genogram that just affected a little small part of my day, but I knew about it because I had been reading this material this week and it opened my eyes to something. So we are getting new furniture. We haven't gotten new furniture for several years. So we're getting new living room furniture and we're moving the current stuff down to our movie room. And in our movie room, there's furniture that was in my husband's childhood home. So it's over 30 years old. It's worn out. It's out of style. The cushions are all, you know, mashed down. It's not comfortable anymore. It's not pretty to look at. Who wants this thing, right? So my boys and my husband moved it outside last night, and it's currently sitting in our driveway waiting for that next transfer for the new furniture to come tomorrow. And so when I was outside this morning playing with my dog, I got very sentimental about this furniture, this beat up, torn up, old, nobody wants it furniture, only good for the dump, right? I was getting emotional about it. And I'm looking at it as I'm playing fetch with my dog, and I'm like, what is wrong with me? Why am I getting emotional about this old furniture? And I realize there's a pattern in my family. Because of the patterns of divorce, there's a strong sentimentality about objects in my family. And I can see it in in my parents' generation and also my grandparents' generation. And so my family, we tend to assign values to objects because it represents something that was important to us. And I think I was assigning value to this furniture because we had it when we first got married and it was with us. It's not anything I chose for myself, but it was a blessing to receive it when we were broke and newlywed. And I'm looking at this furniture this morning and I'm thinking, that's why I'm getting sentimental about it, because everybody I know in my family is at one of two extremes. Either they're extremely sentimental about objects, or they just throw them out immediately because they don't want to deal with the feelings that those objects stir up. And so I was able to recognize that today. I was able to put my emotions in the right context so that, if I hadn't processed them, I might have gotten snappy with my kids or felt really blue today. And recognizing the emotions tied to my genogram in this specific area just helped me thank God for the use of that furniture for so long and then welcome something new in. I also have a very hard time saying goodbye to people, to things, anything like that. That is tied to my fear of abandonment. I've covered that in several episodes. I will link those in the show notes for you for further listening. But I have to realize that getting rid of old and broken down furniture really isn't a good way to handle my fear of abandonment. If I need to go back and revisit that and pray about it, that's fine. But like to recognize it could be a trigger and it's not actually related to anything that happened to me in my past, but it's just a matter of saying goodbye to a past chapter in my life and welcoming the new and choosing hope and choosing joy instead of dwelling on the past, which I'm also very prone to do because that's what my family has been very, very good at, dwelling on the past rather than focusing on the future with hope. And that's what I'm learning to do with God's help. So I want to read a paragraph out of this book, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, to you, just to kind of wrap things up for us today. So Pete Scazzaro writes, "You see, even the worst and most painful family experiences are part of our total identity. God had a plan in placing us in our particular families and cultures. And the more we know about our families, the more we know about ourselves, and the more freedom we have to make decisions about how we want to live. We can say, this is what I want to keep. This is what I do not want to bring with me into the next generation." So, taking that careful and considerate look at how your family dynamics have shaped you can help you arrive at that place of deciding what you want to keep and what you want to throw away and what is really best for you. And I really like that idea, and I have found it to be true in my own life, and I want that to help you as well. So I'd like to close actually in a different way. I want to read the prayer that he wrote as a closing to this chapter, going back in order to go forward. I think it's a wonderful closing. And just remember that if you have a prayer request, you can go to the show notes and send that to me. It's my honor to receive prayer requests from you at any time. So here's the prayer. Lord, I believe you are a God with great purposes. You placed me into my particular family, in a particular place, in a particular time in history. I don't see what you see, but I ask you to show me, Lord, the revelation and purposes you have for me in your decision. I do not want to betray or be ungrateful for what was given me. Yet at the same time, help me discern what I need to let go of from my past and what my essential discipleship issues are in the present that must be addressed. Grant me courage, grant me wisdom to learn from the past, but not be crippled by it. And may I, like Joseph, be a blessing to my earthly family, spiritual family, and the world at large. In Jesus' name, amen. So he refers to the story of Joseph, and he really unpacks it well in this chapter. I strongly recommend that you get a copy of this life-changing book, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. It will help you in many different ways. And I'll also put a link to his new book, Emotionally Healthy Leadership, which is a great book if you are in any kind of leadership position. Thank you so much for joining me today on Heart in the Drawer. And next time, we'll look at another aspect of spiritual growth as we heal in our journeys as adult children of divorce. God's blessings and peace to you. Bye-bye.